Associated with the Shreya Ardikshit Memorial Foundation, this is the Distraction Free Life podcast. From personal stories to the legislation that is shaping the cause, this is your place to get the latest information and analysis of the distracted driving epidemic. Hello and welcome to the Distraction Free Life podcast. Today we have with us a special guest, Assistant Vice President at the Travelers Institute, Jessica Kearney. Can you say hi to our folks, Jessica?
Hello, pleased to be here. Thanks for having me.
So recently, the Travelers Institute has come out with an interesting guide about distracted driving. It's titled Every Second Matters, Reducing Distracted Driving One Voice at a Time. And that's going to be the focus of our podcast today. But before we get started, Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about your role at the Travelers Institute?
Yeah, thanks, Aish. First of all, again, thank you for having me. I'm really pleased to be joining today, especially to be talking about this important topic. As you mentioned, I'm here representing the Travelers Institute, and we are the public policy division and educational arm of the larger Travelers Insurance Company. So, you know, just to level set, Travelers is a property casualty insurance organization, and we take on risk and provide insurance coverage for everything from your home to your car, your valuables, and your business as well. We've been around for more than 165 years. So as you can imagine, we have a deep bench of expertise and knowledge in risk management, particularly around everything in the auto space, both on the personal and commercial side. And my role at the company is really to work with senior leaders across our businesses to help identify public policy issues like distracted driving and figure out how we can be a part of the solution. So leverage our expertise and importantly, collaborate, bring people together and contribute to meaningful conversations.
Gotcha. So let's dive into this guide that you've written. And I've had a good look at it and I thought it's a very good take on distracted driving to increase awareness. So from your perspective, can you tell us a little bit about who the primary target audience is and what you hope to achieve through this publication?
Yeah, so originally we released a version of this paper, going back to 2017. And since that time, clearly a lot has happened. As a society, we've really been through something together during the pandemic, right? And unfortunately, roadway safety has not had a great track record during that time, I think, as we all know. And, you know, personally, I think back to March and April 2020, I remember walking through my own neighborhood with my family and my kids, you know, just to get out of the house and almost eerily every car being parked in the driveway in the middle of a workday. So I think we all remember there was a temporary dip in vehicle miles traveled here and around the globe. And what happened after that was difficult. We know that people got back out on the roads. There was less congestion. People drove faster. Risky driving got worse. And there were all sorts of factors, but we know that in 2021, ultimately, we were at a 16-year high for fatalities in the United States. So we felt like while roadway safety messaging is always important, we felt like this was a real moment in time and an important moment to elevate the conversation around roadway safety. So, so getting to your question about some of our goals in this moment, I think with this paper and really all of our related activities is to get people talking about the problem. And to help make distracted driving something that is not socially acceptable, right? So something that you would actually be embarrassed to do in front of someone else. And, you know, I'll add, when we talk about audiences, you know, this is something that's relevant to everyone we know, right? Everyone that uses our roads or bikes to work, even pedestrians. As an insurance company, we are privileged to work with a network of more than 13,000 independent insurance agents and brokers across the United States and elsewhere. And so this is also one of our great partnerships and, you know, folks who are in the community helping families secure insurance coverage to protect what matters the most to them. And we work with our agency partners and share feedback and resources like this and ideas to help get the word out as a key part of that equation. And, you know, then you asked me a little bit about, you know, what we were hoping to achieve. I think, you know, first we were considering the timing of this, right? So we released this paper right before Thanksgiving in 2022. So that was a factor in our conversations right ahead of a major travel season. So as you know, there's lots of media stories that happen around that time and that week. And, you know, people share sweet potato recipes and, you know, talk about spending time with family, which is so very important. But we wanted to make sure that everyone got to those family gatherings safely. So we used this report as a conversation starter. We did a national media tour. We reached more than 77 million viewers with our interviews on using the report kind of as a, you know, entree into the topic. And, you know, we really just hope to jumpstart this conversation right before so many of our loved ones got out on the roads and have this be top of mind. And then I think, you know, second, we also see a real potential with telematics to help encourage safer driving behavior. So this was also a calculation. You know, for those of us who may not be as familiar, telematics technology helps collect driving data from connected vehicles, IoT devices, smartphones, and it helps us evaluate certain driving behaviors on the road. So users can get feedback on their performance, which can then help nudge them to change poor driving habits and improve their driving safety. And in insurance, you know, we think this is a really effective tool to look at moving forward. So I know there's been lots of talk in the roadway safety communities really for years about the lack of comprehensive and real-time data related to distracted driving. You know, the fact is traditionally it's been hard to reliably capture when distracted driving has contributed to an auto collision. You know, we, for government reports, they often rely, or government data often relies on police reports. People may not offer up if distraction contributed, and data gets published at longer lag time. So, you know, with some of this aggregated telematics data, we're really helping to paint a bigger picture on the prevalence of distraction. And I think, as we all know, data helps drive action. So I think that's a really great point to underscore here. And so we partnered with Cambridge Mobile Telematics to publish this report and share some of their new data related to distracted driving. And, you know, we really hope that some of the data that comes out of this will help better inform the conversation and really help people better understand what telematics is, what we're learning from it, and how we can harness it as one of the many tools to help increase roadway safety.
Gotcha. So, I mean, from what I was hearing, I found two interesting points, and I'm going to get to both of them momentarily. But the first one here was, you talked about how one of the goals of this publication, this guide, is to kind of change mindsets rather than putting regulations on people. So making it almost feel like it's embarrassing to drive distracted. What role, or how would you say is like the best way to combat distracted driving, weighing like regulations and also like things like this that target the average driver and their mindset?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, it's kind of the $1 million question when you think about tackling a problem that's so broad based in society. And I think, you know, in conversations with advocates, safety advocates and researchers, you know, I think there's no silver bullet, right? I think it's all of the above, and we need to be doing all of these things to help contribute toward a solution. So when you think about mindset and perception, I do think that's a real important one. I mean, you think about how people used to perceive, you know, driving under the influence, and how that has changed over, you know, the last several decades. And I know clearly it is still a problem, but I think the social norms around that have changed. And I still think there is significant and important ground to be made in that respect as it relates to distracted driving, because I don't think that everyone holds it in the same regard, or, you know, might be aware or willing to admit to themselves that it's as dangerous as it is. And so, you know, we have some great research. Travelers puts out a distracted driving risk index every year, and we measure perceptions around distracted driving. You know, one of the things that we found is that nearly 90% of people said that if a passenger spoke up to them while they were driving distracted, they'd be more likely to change their behavior. And so I think that's just a really telling number. And I think there's runway there for us to pursue that. I think Making it, no matter what your age is, making it unacceptable to do in front of someone else. And we know that the car is a little insular, right? So people are often driving by themselves. They think there's no one looking over them. But I think, if you're that voice of reason, people are going to remember that. If you spoke up to them once, maybe they're going to remember that next time they're in the car by themselves. So I think it's a really important ingredient to this.
Yeah, and you already started getting at a little bit of these behaviors of drivers as they're on the road. And you mentioned the telematics program, so I wanted to ask a little bit more about that. In terms of telematics, you said that it has the ability to use all sorts of data and tell you about their driving behaviors and even distractions. And specifically about distractions, how would a telematics program help a driver understand what distractions they may be prone to, or things like that?
Yeah, so I think, as I mentioned, I think this is an area where we feel like it's an important tool to help us understand not only prevalence, but then also get that real-time feedback, right? So that's something that I think, many drivers we just don't have the access to. So I think this is a really great new tool. And I guess just stepping back, I mentioned so Cambridge Mobile Telematics, one of the leading telematics providers around, partnered with us on this report, and they shared, a few eye-opening statistics, which we published in the report. First, they said that 37% of all trips involve some type of distraction due to handling a phone while driving, right? So I think, and their data is based on a trillion data points every single day. So this is kind of reach and scale looking at this problem that I think is needed, and something that I know folks in the advocacy community are really gravitating towards. So it's great that we can offer some of these perspectives and see what they have available. They also shared, and this is a scary one, that 36% of all distracted driving happens at 50 miles per hour or above. So if you let that sink in, right, like this is not just, and this is also not safe behavior, but it's not just people using their phone at a stoplight, right? Like this is people going highway speeds and engaging with their phone. And now we have the data that can prove that. So I think there's real value in that prevalence part of it. And then as we're thinking about how it can help the individual, so for example, at Travelers we have our own telematics program. We have IntelliDrive and IntelliDrive Plus, and they use a number of measurements, in our case in your smartphone. And it's actually quite amazing if you think about the different sensors that are available to us in a smartphone, that the different things that can be measured in a smartphone. It's increasingly sophisticated year by year. So for IntelliDrive, our telematics programs for Travelers customers, we can measure things like braking. So we can tell, like, are you leaving enough space between your car and the car in front of you? We can look at acceleration, speed, obviously an important one I mentioned, especially during the pandemic. We can look at, time of day that you're driving, and then we can also look at distractions. So how often are you engaging with your phone? And in our case, in telematics, you actually get a driving safety score, and you get feedback on how you're driving across those different parameters that I just mentioned. And so, I talked about data driving action, right? I think this is on the individual level. Something that many people, as I said, haven't had access to before. So, being able to see on that trip that you took yesterday, where you had that hard braking, or where you, how many times you were distracted. I think putting a number on something really motivates us. And I know in the case of Cambridge Mobile Telematics, and I think this is just fascinating. They use behavioral science to try and design these programs and design them so that drivers are engaged with it and can learn from it. So I think there's some really cool stuff happening on that front.
Gotcha. And I think some interesting things you mentioned here were, you talked about distractions using like your phone in the car. And when I think about distracted driving, I think of it as a little bit of a perhaps a broader aspect of distraction. So like even reaching back to grab food or using an infotainment system could also distract a driver at high speeds. And I think these infotainment systems are also like a big point of discussion these days. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So your data shows that 27% of drivers use social media and 19% of them shop online while driving, because the availability of widescreen infotainment system in today's car is actually somewhat encouraging irresponsible behaviors. So do you think that automakers should bear some responsibility for, I guess, allowing such dangerous driving behaviors with these systems?
Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right that it is, a broad range of activities that can be distracting. So when we think about distraction, it's anything that takes, your mind off the task of driving, your hands off the wheel. And it really requires all of our attention and focus. And so you mentioned, reaching for food, and I'll just share on that point that our team at the Travelers Institute set up a national distracted driving education campaign back in 2017. It's called Every Second Matters, and really underscoring that point that every second that you're behind the wheel matters in terms of your attention on the task of driving. And under that campaign, we visited more than, I'd say, 80 universities and business groups and organizations across the US and Canada, talking about the topic of distracted driving, bringing in experts, bringing in folks, from the public sector, from government, to raise awareness about this issue and some of the, potential solutions. And I have to say, one of my personal, having gone to so many of these, one of my personal takeaways was reaching and how often I heard from our panelists that were law enforcement, for example. Talking about these collisions where, someone was reaching back for a pen, reaching back for a napkin, reaching back for a water bottle. So it is, I think the point you raised is a really important one, that all of these activities contribute. So it's not just the phone. Clearly, the phone is an important one, but we need to think about it holistically. And then to your point on the infotainment systems, and I keep going back to this, that data drives action. I think it's worth highlighting two organizations here that have really done some great work to study this problem, one, but two, to bring light to possible solutions as it relates to, vehicles more broadly. So the first I'd say is MIT's Advanced Vehicle Technologies Consortium. So at Travelers, we're really proud to be a member of this organization. And this is exactly what they do. They have vehicles. They have some of the more advanced vehicles that are available to consumers today. They're based obviously on MIT in Cambridge. And so they put real-world drivers in these cars, and they let them drive around the greater Boston area, and they record them on video, and they have all these sensors in the car, and they basically study how these drivers interact with technology in their vehicles today. So are they taking their eyes off the road? Are they distracted? Are they hard braking? Are they monitoring some of these more advanced systems correctly in the way that they should? It's a great group to watch. For anyone listening, if you're interested, in this topic, it's a great group to watch some of the research that's coming out of there and how they're moving the needle on understanding what interaction in today's vehicles look like. And the second, I think, that is worth mentioning here is the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or IIHS. And Travelers is a member of this group as well. Many of us might have heard of the IIHS Top Safety Pick, for example. If you're in the market for a car, or if you shopped for a new car recently, you might have seen the IIHS Top Safety Picks. So this is a nonprofit, independent research organization that crashes vehicles, and I'm talking lots of vehicles every week in their research facility in Virginia. So we actually did a webinar with them and highlighted their work, on a new ratings program that evaluates safeguards for vehicles with partial automation, and to help drivers stay focused on the road. So as this new technology is coming into cars, what is it doing to distracted driving? How is it changing the conversation on distracted driving? And are there the proper safeguards in place to make sure that drivers maintain their focus on the road? And I'll just give a small plug here. You can go to IIHS.org today and plug in the make and model year of your own vehicle and actually watch it in a crash test. So you can see how it performs. You can watch it visually live. And I just think it's a great resource, if you're either in the market for a new car or if you want to check the safety on your current vehicle. I really can't emphasize enough what a great resource this is. But again, these are two organizations, when we think about, you know, the vehicle and safety and the interaction with the human driver, that I think are really doing some great work.
Gotcha. And I think you were almost hinting at some of these ideas here. And I wanted to ask one last question before we wrap up here, and that's about autonomous vehicles or self-driving cars. So I noticed that the guide that you had written didn't really talk too much about self-driving cars or autonomous technologies. So do you think that's going to become a bigger point of discussion as we talk about distracted driving in the near future?
Short answer is absolutely. So how distracted driving changes and evolves moving forward with the introduction of automated technologies is a really important and I think fascinating question. You know, for many years now, there's been ongoing conversations about the future of autonomous vehicles and what that's going to look like, right? And I think if you've been following the headlines, not all of the predictions have come to fruition. So there's still lots of debate. Certainly from an insurance perspective, it's something that Travelers has been preparing for. So for example, how does insurance respond when a driverless vehicle gets in a collision in the future? Our team at the Institute actually published a position paper answering that very question. But, you know, again, there's a lot of debate on, we're talking truly autonomous, truly driverless cars, when that will be a reality. In the meantime, to your point, we're going to have a mix of lower level automated technologies that require a human driver to be fully engaged, right? So there's like a lot of new technologies out there that are really deemed driver assist. So even though they can take over temporarily some of the driving tasks, they still require the driver to be alert, engaged, and ready to take over. So, you know, I'll just close on this. There was a study that came out last year, published by that MIT group, J.D. Power and Partners for Automated Vehicle Education, PAVE, and they reported that more than half of consumers are confused about driver assist technologies that are available today and confusing that with being fully automated, fully self-driving technology. And I think clearly that's a real problem. Clearly we want folks to be out on the roadways using the technology as intended. And so I think there's a lot of room for education and conversation, and I think we're just happy to be at the table for it, and you know, looking forward to continuing dialogue on this important issue.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic message. And as we close here, as you may know, a good sum of our podcast's target audience is younger drivers who are beginning driving, who might be the future of our roads. So what message may you have for young novice drivers to help instill distraction-free driving behaviors?
Yeah, this is a great one to end on, and thank you for asking it, because I really think this is the bright spot. I think that young people can be the biggest ambassadors for roadway safety. And, you know, young people, even before you get your driver's license, you know, I've seen so many examples of, you know, younger, even children who don't have their driver's license yet, speaking up to their parents from the back seat and holding, you know, family members accountable. We held, as we started our Every Second Matters campaign, we held focus groups with young people, you know, college aged young people here in Connecticut, where I'm based. And I have to tell you, the energy in those rooms, the creativity, the passion for this conversation was enormous. And so, you know, if I could leave on that one note, I kind of go back to that speaking up and setting the social norms. You know, I think young people hold a lot of influence over their friends and family. And if we can all speak up and maybe have that awkward moment, right, I think we're all going to be better for it. And I think young people are really the key to the future in terms of this topic.
Yeah. So to all our listeners, this is Every Second Matters, Reducing Distracted Driving One Voice at a Time. And Jessica, can you tell us where people can find this?
Yes, you can go to travelersinstitute.org and find more information on distracted driving, reports, webinars, and more resources.
Awesome. It's great to have you on the podcast, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Shreya R. Dixit Memorial Foundation's Distraction-Free Life podcast. Remember, drive safely.